still two major differences. But he said, my God, if we get this, we've got total surrender. And that's Alex Johnson's view too.
He did try to listen to me, but she can't.
A little bit, but I he started to, and I looked at her, and he sort of backed off, and he said, well, if we can get it together, if we can't, we can't. So that's my email.
What is your, about the Japanese, we did, they'll all get back with somebody.
That was a good meeting, I think.
We told him that.
Told him just right.
If anything happens, he's failed, so he's been told.
Exactly.
If it does happen, he feels he's also been told.
You know, of course,
your evaluation is staying in play at the moment.
I think we're in pretty good shape, sir. I think as I.
Of course, on the military side, just to be sure, Laird needs no call from me.
No, I called him again this morning after I talked to you.
What's going to ask?
And the chairman called back there, assuring me that Wyatt he can't use all he has right now. They do have a problem with this area in that they're in close to these populated centers and they have to have a target or we've got problems. The way this thing, I think, is going to come out, sir, their unilateral statements on Cambodia and Laos, they watered down, and Henry said they're unacceptable. So he's put them on notice to that effect. Then there are Article 7 and 8. Article 7 dealing with their reinforcements in the south and our resupplying. He said he has the language that he wants from them, but they won't give it to him if they're satisfied with the POW issue in the south. So, in effect, all we're really on now is to get Chu to accept some kind of a forthcoming position on this political prisoner. Then, in effect, as far as the North is concerned, I think we've broken the deadlock. And that could probably be done very quickly. So it all goes back to nothing but the Chu problem. I think if Chu comes through and recognizes what he has and is willing to take it on, that this would mean adding 3 to 4 more days, and that Henry will then have to take Chu's comments, assuming he buys, meet one more time with late October. Now, whether that meeting takes place in Paris or Vientiane, I don't think makes any difference if we have Chu on board.
That's the point. If he goes to Vientiane without Chu on board.
Oh, I see.
In Paris, everybody feels Paris is going to fail.
Yes, sir.
Vientiane is just too close to the Sea of Coral.
Well, there are things.
I don't mind.
There are things happening. The Norway is leaking out. They leaked out this morning. Yesterday they did that somehow. Today they put out the word that Friday the 20th is a decisive time. And they gave us the Canadians and the Japanese. And that they're either going to go for a permanent real ceasefire and peace or a continuation of the current situation. So they're trying to build in our mind a crisis point. And I think this 3 or 4 day delay or 5 day delay is ideal because it's slowing their forces in the south off pace and they're having a hell of a time managing.
Why is it so slow?
Because these guys only have so much staying power. They can go about a week if what I call a
full delay. Oh, I see. Just delay.
They'll shot their wad. They'll be starting to fold up. And two will be on the strong side of that. That's right.
Boy, if I were Chu, I'd be putting on the goddamn if I ever could right now. They are other places except in that one area.
Well, in the start tonight, Bradshaw from Saigon says it's just total. Everyone's pointed towards the ceasefire. So we've got a great psychology at work.
He's a bad man from some of it.
Oh, he is bad. But they know. You know, this is kind of a thing where everybody has sensed it, want it, and at the same time.
Stop in the meeting on ceasefire.
The people do.
The people. sick of killing them.
Yeah.
God damn it, you can't keep it from them.
No, he himself is going to have problems if this thing goes on too much
longer. They killed 300 of them a week, even right now.
Yes,
they,
yes sir.
God, he's got to stop.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm no softy, but there comes a point when you just isn't any more reason to do it. I mean, and another thing, of course, Pew's on the spot. Because the stories you played that Henry's going there to work on Pew. Pew cannot appear to be the father of block this one. Of course, that's
no, I think
course,
there's a lot of pressure. Yes, sir. But all we have to do is just, I think, just, and I told Ron this morning, just play it down, keep our cool, and let this thing work itself out. We're in the driver's seat. And
I wonder if we call Bill Rogers and tell him I don't want to do this in front of Peterson. But I would appreciate the briefing on that. On the first you taught him that I become something that I'm working on these veto messages, and I am. I've been head of Earth many years ago. But I want him to know that when I meet this afternoon, I'm taking it off. But I would like for him in the briefing to take to prepare a good, strong, positive statement about how good the wheat deal has been. And the trade deal, not only economically, which Peterson will cover, but in terms of creating a better climate for peace and progress in other areas. What I meant is, we have pulled the trade agreement out of it. The country is not for it in a positive way. We're not against it very much. It ain't much of a winner. You know, trading with the communists still ain't much of a winner. Now, you know what I mean? Is it 700 million ceasefire? Will that be announced?
Yes, I think 720 million.
I told Collins that. He said, that's terrific. He thought, you know, that's a hell of a sign.
We went down to Iraq, but I had to step into it last night with the Brina and it broke. I forced it.
Why? It's over 700 million.
Yes.
500, what Collins said, he said 500 million.
It's 720 million.
Fine. Will that be announced?
Oh, yes.
Well, that should be announced as a positive thing. But can Rogers, if the more positive things he can say, tell him that the trade agreement, I think he should put it in terms of better relations between the countries, and also means a great deal. And for him, talk about, I'd like for him to get Peterson to talk very, very positively about seeing my mind.
Yes, sir.
This is a tremendous step forward in relations between our two countries. Not only can you trade, but to tear us away from progress in other areas.
You're just going to have a meeting here in the office.
The way we're going to do it, he's going to sign for the American State Department.
Right.
And then they're going to come directly here.
Right.
And I will sit with them, and the main purpose is to
have a press picture.
And the press picture, then I'll sit thankful to Belichick and to bring it to their group. And then Rogers and the other afterwards will go out and bring the press.
Excellent.
That gets me in the picture. But I didn't want to go over, I didn't want to go through that line. You see, I don't want to appear to be exploiting the agreements. We did have a signing, after all, in the treaty room, and then we had one, and then the other, and so forth, and so forth. I'm going to crash on the idea when they have to sign SALT agreement. This one, we've done, I signed it in Moscow, or somebody did. Now, they have a picture, and so see, I just didn't want it, for me to be, I don't want to blur out something wrong, what a great agreement this is. I want Rogers to do it.
Fine, well, we'll get that all shaped up and get him postured.
So Roger realized that this is really hell of a deal on the political side.
He left as happy as a...
And Alex Johnson considered him a special leader.
Politically, absolutely. Totally. My only concerns are timing on the security side.
But on the other hand, you're always on
could still take your risk.
Always on that security situation. Those people are going to fight as long as they live.
That's right. Well, we either get you on board, or we'll do it right afterwards. We've got it. I think we've got it. And I don't think Hanoi's going to fall off because there's compensation for them and the fact that we split from two if that has to go that way.
Well, compensation for them too, they're getting us out of there, and we're stopping the bombing and the mining. That's a helpful thing. The other one is faces a reelected president who has demonstrated that he'll bomb the hell out of people if necessary.
That's right.
And we'll bomb the kingdom come. They've had enough. You wait.
And they're going, those mines, you know, they're 30 days before anybody can touch them. That's well into December. And that's going to be a long, tedious job with our Navy having to do it for them. That keeps them on their good behavior. Well, what we're going to have is a couple of weeks of hell with a lot of killing going on. And I just want
to prepare the way for that by saying that, by predicting that there will be
and you're going to have to be strong in your statement when you announce it. You are going to see that this is in force. In other words, it's somewhat threatening to Hanoi that if they don't play the game, we're right back at them. And that has to
be worked out. If there's a breach of agreement, we will have to take appropriate action.
So that we don't have the millennium yet.
I agree with you that we could get that and postpone 4 or 5 days.
Flips it up so that when the hell starts, you don't have about a 2 week or 3 week period, 2 week period, where people say, well, peace my ass, you're killing people every day. What kind of a deal did we buy here? You want to bring it up closer so that when that fighting starts, people will still be in the aura of what's been done. And it all happens after the election. Because there's going to be a bloodbath. We have to assume that. They both have given instructions to each other. Get out there and clean it up. All right, intelligence is firm on that. But even that is a
well, Henry Spanish is first day of June now.
No, he hasn't met June yet. It's now
midnight,
and you'll see him in the morning.
He's met with Bunker and Abrams. That's amusing to me that some of the imaging networks was trying to make it very Sullivan was the big hero of all this. He's a great piece, but he's the young guy that went with Harry with the Geneva. Shit. I don't care. It's enough credit for everybody in this.
Nobody's going to be fooled about this. This is May 8th. Miles and everything you've done can't come out any other way. The big thing is to just.
The big thing is to do it again. Just before the election. We just keep an idea of the need to flow. And after the election, we do it right.
Do it alone.
We cannot sit around and do it after the election. I think that could have an effect on. I think
Abrams
will step up to this and say,
look
here.
Well, I talked to him
privately. You're going to jeopardize the support you have from the best friend in the world, and the strongest president of the United States. If you want to jeopardize that, you talk to him.
Yes, sir. After our session, I went over there and talked to him, and he feels this with his heart. He gets very strongly it's time to get out. And that's helpful. It's not just, he's not just operating from loyalty. He believes it. So we'll be in good shape.